And time for the KSL in-depth. Disney has decided to settle its legal battle with Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis. Joining me live, CNBC political reporter Dan Mangan. So, Dan, first, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeff.
So, who wins?
Yeah, that's a good question. Who wins? Well, the governor claimed that he won. He was vindicated today. But Disney seemed pretty happy itself to settle at least one aspect of this litigation and potentially the other lawsuit against the governor that's still pending in federal court or on the appellate level. Disney's happy because they seem to get some resolution from the Tourism District Board that, you know, this lawsuit's going to be dropped. It'll be resolved and they can get together to negotiate development that Disney wants to see happen. And I think the governor probably wants to see it happen as well.
So this all began in a battle over the Don't Say Gay bill in the Florida schools. It escalated from there, became political, involved ceding land. And where does all of that land in this battle?
Where does that, you're talking about, where does what land, the relationship with Disney on that point, on the Don't Say Gay bill?
Absolutely, or? That, and who's going to control the land that Disney sits on, all of it.
Well, yeah, what happened is you know, Disney for years, for more than 50 years, was effectively self-governing with this kind of like special carve-out, this special tourism district. Ron DeSantis, who at the time, you remember, it seems it's a long time ago, was interested in running for president, which he ended up doing. And he took umbrage at the fact that Disney objected to the Don't Say Gay bill. And then, you know, what Disney argues is that the governor retaliated against them and then yanked this special tourism district out from under their feet after five decades, stacked it with people that were loyal to him, and basically said, yeah, we're going to put you on a tight leash. On the way out the door, the old improvement district cut deals with Disney that would have given the, you know, the entertainment giant carte blanche in development. And that led to this litigation because the new tourism district sued to prevent that, and then Disney fought back. So now the tourism district, what happened with today's settlement is the old agreement that was in place before, just makes sense, before the old district crafted a new deal with Disney, the old terms prevail. And you could say that harms Disney, but I think what's interesting here is that there's definitely a signal from both sides that they're ready to move on and to negotiate in a collaborative fashion where the district benefits. You know, there's really nothing else there from what I understand except Disney. And Disney's a major engine for, you know, economic growth in your state. So it's in the interest of the tourism district, the governor, the legislature, everybody to be all on the same page with Disney in terms of, you know, moving forward with business.
All right. So they're all
claim a moral victory, but I don't know how much people really care about the moral victory here.
Well, they're all singing Kumbaya down in Florida, and that should be a good thing. CNBC political reporter Dan Mangan, we appreciate you coming on.